"Your dad," he panted, his chest heaving. "Your dad's been attacked."
"What?"
said Ron uncomprehendingly. "Your dad. He's been bitten. It's serious. There was blood everywhere." "I'm going for help," said the same scared voice, and Harry heard footsteps running out of the dormitory.
"Harry, mate," said Ron uncertainly. You were just dreaming."
"No," said Harry furiously. It was crucial that Ron understand.
"It wasn't a dream. Not an ordinary dream. I was there. I saw it. I did it."
He could hear Seamus and Dean muttering, but did not care. The pain in his forehead was subsiding slightly, though he was still sweating and shivering feverishly. He retched again, and Ron leapt backward out of the way.
"Harry, you're not well," he said shakily. "Neville's gone for help." "I'm fine,"
Harry choked, wiping his mouth on his pajamas and shaking uncontrollably.
"There's nothing wrong with me. It's your dad you've got to worry about. We need to find out where he is. He's bleeding like mad. It was a huge snake."
He tried to get out of bed, but Ron pushed him back into it. Dean and Seamus were still whispering somewhere nearby. Whether 1 minute passed or 10, Harry did not know. He simply sat there shaking, feeling the pain recede very slowly from his scar. Then there were hurried footsteps coming up the stairs, and he heard Neville's voice again.
"Over here, Professor."
Professor McGonagall came hurrying into the dormitory in her tartan dressing gown, her glasses perched lopsidedly on the bridge of her bony nose.
"What is it, Potter? Where does it hurt?"
He had never been so pleased to see her. It was a member of the Order of the Phoenix he needed now, not someone fussing over him and prescribing useless potions.
"It's Ron's dad," he said, sitting up again. "He's been attacked by a snake, and it's serious. I saw it happen."
"What do you mean you saw it happen?"
said Professor McGonagall, her dark eyebrows contracting.
"I don't know. I was asleep, and then I was there."
"You mean you dreamed this?"
"No," said Harry angrily. Would none of them understand? "I was having a dream at first about something completely different, something stupid, and then this interrupted it. It was real. I didn't imagine it. Mr. Weasley was asleep on the floor, and he was attacked by a gigantic snake. There was a load of blood. He collapsed. Someone's got to find out where he is."
Professor McGonagall was gazing at him through her lopsided spectacles, as though horrified at what she was seeing.
"I'm not lying, and I'm not mad," Harry told her, his voice rising to a shout. "I tell you, I saw it happen."
"I believe you, Potter," said Professor McGonagall curtly. "Put on your dressing gown. We're going to see the headmaster."